Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. We have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking to the twin YouTube sensations, Kelly and Kim. Their channel is called The Skinny on Weight Loss, and we're going to have a great time with them.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain.
Pop the glampain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show. Live guests, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
So today we're talking to Kelly and Kim. They are twin YouTube sensations. Their channel is called The Skinny on Weight Loss, and both of them have lost around 75 to 80 pounds, I'm guessing. I kind of follow them. I'm like a stalker on them, so I just love to follow them and see what they're doing. But I don't always keep track of their weight loss, so let's find out from them really what they've done with this in their lives. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Kim.
Hi. This is Kelly. I have lost about 80. And this is Kim, and I have lost 104.8. She always has to pee at everything.
Well, you know, part of the reason, there were several reasons that I wanted to have you on. Number one, on radio, you guys sound like the exact same person. This is going to be wild.
All of our friends say we sound like we're in stereo.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. You guys are in stereo. Well, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is because I have two sets of twins myself, so I have a twin affinity. I like twins.
What are you, nuts? I mean, oh my gosh, two sets of twins?
Yes.
Oh my God. How did you do that? My mom would have bowed down to you. She could hardly take two of us.
I don't know. I just think I'm special.
You have to be.
I actually was not trying to have kids at all for either set, and I had a boy and a girl each time, and they're almost 12 years apart.
Wow. You are crazy.
Yeah. Fertile Myrtle, that's what they call me. But so I love that you're twins, and there's so much we could talk about twins, and we'll probably will today. But the other reason, of course, is because of your YouTube channel. It's amazing. And I don't know if you guys know this or not. I've done Weight Watchers on and off. I don't have the success with it that you do, but that doesn't mean a lot of people don't have success. They do. I just am kind of hormonal and, you know, I don't know. But I love Weight Watchers. And when you go on YouTube and search for people who are sharing really good information on Weight Watchers, it's kind of limited. Did you know that?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Guys. So when I found you guys, I latched onto you like crazy.
Wow. I'm really surprised. We're really odd about, you know, we try not to look on YouTube for Weight Watchers or weight loss things, because we've really made an effort not to be influenced by someone else. We want to try to stay authentic and true to ourselves. And you know how when you sometimes listen to other people, I don't want to take their views and make them mine. We're both really trying to stay authentic, and we've kind of done that to keep that from happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Conscious effort on that.
Yeah,
for sure.
And I think that's really wise, because I believe that the reason you're successful, and I think maybe the reason that our show has been successful, is I'm the same way. I try not to be influenced, because people don't want carbon copy or cookie cutter. People want, like, I feel like when I watch your program that I'm like sitting in your living room with you.
Yeah.
Good.
You having a chat.
That's the best thing you can do, is just be you, you know?
That's right.
And I think that's part of our success with Weight Watchers, is we've kind of worked it how we've needed to this time around. And I think that's made all the difference.
And that I think that's a really good point. I was just reading, I'm part of a community that is called halfsizeme.com. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Heather Robertson. I talk about her all the time. But she lost 170 pounds, has kept it off for 5 years. And she has, almost 6 years now. But she's just an amazing person. And so she started this community. And it's a bunch of women, I think, who are in the same place that we've been. Mm-hmm. And everybody loses weight, not, you know, different ways. Everybody does whatever they're going to do. But I was just reading before I picked the phone up and called you, about a girl that does Weight Watchers, but she doesn't do it. she does it, yep. But she said, I feel like a Weight Watcher rebel because I just do what I want. And she eats over the points, and she's lost like 90 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. And me, I'm like, oh my God, I ate that daggone extra point. That's why I gained 5 pounds.
The minute you make it yours, I think, and the minute you, and it's working, and you've got to live with it for the rest of your life. So if you can't live with it for the rest of your life, you won't do it.
Well, and you have to find ways to make each week, analyze what you did last week, right or wrong, and see if you should, you know, continue doing something, change something. It's kind of week to week. You kind of have to figure out what's best for you.
I totally agree. I totally agree. The reason that I like Weight Watchers is because it makes you more balanced, I think, and more conscious. But I've not done well with the smart points. I did really good with the points plus, but yes. I saw you all transition and you did really well. So what brought you to this place in your life where you needed to lose weight?
Well, we tried Weight Watchers many times and never were successful. And I think part of it was my mom died about 4 years ago, and she was really my emotional trigger for food. She was bipolar, and it was a struggle. I mean, every time I would speak with her, we'd have a drama, I would feel the need to eat. And I did.
I need cake.
Yeah. And once she died in October, we joined in January, and the rest, it was so much easier because I didn't have those emotional triggers anymore.
But I also think it really stemmed from the need to age more healthy. We watched both our parents die. Our father died previously, and they were both fairly young. And I thought, I can't age with this, you know, feel like I've already incapacitated myself with my weight. So already I've got a strike against me as I age.
Right.
So that's scary for me.
And Kim, you were a little heavier, weren't you, than Kelly?
Yes. I actually dealt with my mom probably the most.
Probably more.
So I was about 40 pounds heavier than Kelly. Now we're about 13 pounds apart.
Yeah, I was a little better. Great. Boundaries.
Isn't it funny how we I don't know if men do this as much, but women turn to food for comfort. I know I have to police myself, and I'm trying to educate myself that of that fact. It's like if you don't realize it and aren't conscious of it, you don't realize at all how much, you know. Hey, a Twinkie is not going to help you feel better, but boy, the relaxation of sitting down with a Twinkie and a coffee or whatever, it's like a mental thing.
It is. And I tell myself now, but that only lasts a moment. And then the negative feelings I have about it last longer than that moment of pleasure. So it's just like, it became the point of, okay, do I want to feel really bad for 5 hours versus really great for the 15, 20 minutes I tried to take to enjoy it? Or, okay, 5 minutes.
Well, let's be honest, 3 bites.
Yeah, and I wasn't one to stretch it out or anything.
I think I need to write a new book. 3 bites, is it worth it, baby?
Absolutely.
It's so that is real. A title of a book. Yeah.
not. Yeah, so it's so real. I mean, the struggle is real. And, you know, I never tell anybody. Well, I used to say I was 29 all the time. And then my husband, after 21 years, he said, baby, did you know that when you say you're 29, you hadn't even met me yet? Because I was 30 when I met him. And I said, I felt so horrible. So now I've made a formal announcement on the Julie Tussie Show. So everybody knows I am now officially 30. But I'm pretty close to your age, and I won't say if I'm older or not. But I think that as you get older, the struggle does really get harder.
It does. I think it does.
But it's,
you know,
so
I also think maturity changes things too. I think it's made me, but you know, I'm smarter about who I know who I am, and I think that it makes it harder to lie to myself.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kim, you got something to throw in on that?
You know, I think age has really been a good thing. I think I have to say, even though I lost both my parents in my 40s, I think my 40s were my best years. And I oddly enough, I feel horrible saying that because I had amazing parents. Mm. But they were 40s were my best years because I figured out truly in my 40s who I was.
Yeah.
And right. They brought me where I am today. And I'm grateful for them, and they were wonderful, and I'm hoping my 50s are just as good,
yeah,
if not better.
Well, I hope they are. Mine have been horrible, although I'm 30. And I have found that I have an attitude about food that I didn't have. Like, you guys probably did this too. 20, 30, even like into my early 40s, I could starve myself and I wouldn't kill people. Mm-hmm. You know? But now it's like I have this attitude like I am going to eat that stinking chocolate if I want to. You know
what I mean? Yeah. Well, Kelly used to look at me and go, are you going to eat that? Or do you really want
to
eat that?
Do you need to eat that?
And I would eat it just to spite her.
Okay. Now we could talk about this because I will not name names. But if anybody polices me, I have that. Okay. Now, I know you guys don't cuss and I don't cuss, but I kind of have that F you attitude.
Yes.
Yes. I will not put up with it, but you know what? I've had to correct that too. I've had to catch that and say, "All right, well, you know, really, do they really have any control over you? Really, is this going to kill you?" And if I want to eat it, I go eat it, and if I don't, I don't. But it has something to do with age. So, since we're all about the same age, I have learned though that there is a myth that we cannot lose weight at this age.
Oh, definitely a myth.
And you're proving it. You're proving that it's a myth.
And we're hypothyroid. Yep. So I'm hypothyroid 50 and have lost 105 pounds.
Yeah. We were both probably diagnosed in our 30s.
Yeah.
Early 30s. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I wish they would diagnose me with that and give me skinny pills. But and I don't
we have a stickler of a doctor, though. Okay. But here's the thing is, if you take too much, they're not effective. I mean, you actually have, I think you hang on to weight.
It's kind of a balance.
It's a balance. It's a true balance.
Isn't it? And I think it's the same with hormones. And of course, everybody that listens to the Julie Tussey Show knows that I'm perimenopausal to the complete max. And I have found that makes it a lot harder for me to lose. I actually can lose weight, but it's this age thing. Am I willing? Am I willing to do these things and do them for the rest of my life? Because one thing I've learned from Heather Robertson is she teaches to only lose weight in a way that you are willing to live the rest of your life. Otherwise, you won't sustain.
Amen. We say that all the time. That is. If
we did one episode on that.
If you try to do crazy stuff to lose weight, you will not keep it off if you cannot maintain it forever. Like, I'm not a gym rat. I will never be a hardcore person who exercises because I'm not willing to lose my weight that way because I won't maintain that.
Right.
You just can't do that.
Isn't it good to be in a place where you're just like true to yourself?
Yes, the honesty with yourself is amazing. And again, I think some of that's age, but I think even in your 20s and 30s, if you're willing to be open and honest with yourself and hold yourself accountable to you and nobody else, I think you can be successful.
Right, right. So I believe, too, it all goes kind of to the place of, like, tracking. Okay, so you ate half of a cookie somewhere, and you don't put it in the tracker. Who are you robbing?
Yep. No one but you. No one but you.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard sometimes. You're like, oh, man, I don't want to put that 8 points in there. Oh, my God. You know, and you're struggling, but you just have to face the truth. And when you own it, baby, you have to own it.
Yeah. You can't go, let's pretend this didn't happen.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Exactly. Like, if I don't write it down, I didn't eat it. No, so.
Never happened.
So evidently you all track because you're doing Weight Watchers. Do you think that tracking is a big key?
I tracking, I am an A+ tracker. Kelly's probably a
B plus, a B.
Yeah. I'm an A+ tracker.
She by being so good at it though, she makes me be better
And she also, I look at her and she's doing it, and I'm like, don't be so lazy. Track your cookie. Yeah. You know, she makes me feel like I need to do it.
I think if you don't track, you might as well not do it. But some people probably are successful, somewhat successful doing, well, you don't have to track if you do simply filling. Me personally, I wouldn't be successful if I did not track. No, right. I would not.
I don't think I would either. Like, that's the key. Intuitive eating, right?
Yeah, I would, not good. It would be bad if I did not track.
I know. I kind of feel the same way, but yet sometimes I want to rail against the powers that be that I have to take the time to do it. But really, you have to look at it like self-care.
It is. And you know what? It doesn't really take that much time. In the grand scheme, I pre-track because I eat the same breakfast every single day. So I pre-track a lot of my week. So in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't take me that long to actually fill it in.
And your little favorites thing is your best friend.
I eat a lot of the same things. I like what I eat. So I know every night what I'm having for lunch today, breakfast the next day, and typically dinner. So I'm able typically to pre-track almost my entire day the night before.
Yeah. Oh, I could never do that. I don't think I could do that. Maybe I should try that.
Yeah. You should try to find the time when's the best time for you to do it. Think of it that way, because when it's the best time, that's when you should do it. And say it's 4 p.m, that's when you sit down, take a break, have some coffee, and maybe think of the next day, and then at that point, track it. Maybe it becomes, you have to find what works for you, and it's not going to be the same as what works for me or Kim.
Everybody's
so different.
I do it at 8 o'clock while I'm packing my lunch and breakfast for work the next day. That's typically when I track the next day. Yeah. And it's done.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, you're a better woman than me.
Too.
I'm giving you accolades right now.
Yeah, she's better at it than me too. I feel weak in comparison.
I know, right? We shall bow.
Yes.
I kind of feel like it kills my spontaneity, but probably it's a lack of discipline.
Well, I kind of feel like it's one thing I can truly about this journey. Control. It's the one thing I can control.
Yeah.
Because even though if I'm doing everything right, I might gain at the scale, stay the same, even though I'm doing everything I should be doing, but at least I have control. I don't have control of my body all the time, but I have control of the tracking, and I'm eating what I'm supposed to be eating, and I'm putting it in my tracker. That right. I have control.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Well, Kelly. Do you all eat the same thing? Like, you're twins. Sometimes. Do you eat the same thing?
Sometimes. Because one of us cooks dinner, we're of course eating the same meal. But we both pack our own lunch, so I might get the same thing, or I might eat something
a little
different.
Well, if I happen to be the nice person and I'm packing, I'll pack hers and say, hey, I'm doing this.
She'll say, do you want one I'm eating, or do you want to make your own? And sometimes I'll make my own, or I'll, we go vice versa. Sometimes I'm just not in the mood for what she wants to eat. But breakfast, we both are one of those people that we both eat oatmeal for breakfast, and I love oatmeal. I'm obsessed with it. I could eat it all day, every day. So that's an easy fix for me. It's just something I do every day. So really, I only have to worry about lunch and dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're talking about the love of oatmeal on the Julie Tussey Show. I love oatmeal, and we're going to talk to you some more about it when we get back.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain.
Sugar-free summer.
And we're back on the Julie Tussey Show. We're talking to Kelly and Kim. They are twin YouTube sensations. Hey, they have lost, oh my gosh, so much weight and been so successful. And they are just delightful to watch. You need to check out their channel. It's called The Skinny on Weight Loss on YouTube. Hey, you guys, we were talking about oatmeal, and oatmeal is like one of my go-tos. Well, it was when I was thinner. It was one of my go-tos, and so I'm trying to bring it back in. But I do believe that if we're going to be healthy, it's really good to get staples. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Staples, just the things you run to. I've kind of been off track with being sick for 2 weeks and all of that, and what I realized was I don't have anything in the fridge that is my staple.
Yes.
You know?
We were talking with our aunt about that. Our aunt is doing Weight Watchers, and she's like, sometimes I just don't want to cook, and then I don't know what to cook. And I'm like, by the time I even figure it out, I'm snacking because I'm starving. And I said, well, all you have in your pantry
what is your staple that you always have? I can tell you mine and ours. We love spaghetti. We always have whole wheat pasta and a light pasta sauce in our pantry and fat-free feta. It's the go-to. It's like if you're not prepared and it's on the fly and you were going to go out to dinner, but it got canceled, you're having spaghetti.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, that's smart. Yeah. And see, and I have to work on that. I really do. I was listening to week number 80. Oh my gosh, you guys have been on YouTube for 80 weeks.
It's crazy. Gravy. Yeah.
It is amazing, but it's so good. And I like how you share products and you were drinking with a straw, the syrup.
Oh my gosh, it's delicious.
Now, thank you very much. I have to go buy some of that. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. It's very tasty. Where, you know, it's so hard sometimes to find products because eating what you love is so key. Mm-hmm. And if you find something you love, then it's like you don't feel like you're sacrificing while everybody else is eating full fat, you know, syrup and pancakes. I feel left out. But if you're able to have what they have in a way that you love, then you don't feel deprived. No.
Exactly.
No. We went to a restaurant last night with family members for a birthday party. And, of course, it was a restaurant that had full fat food, pizza.
It was Dewey's.
Yeah. So we had salad with chicken and brought my own dressing. And you know what?
Thank you, skinny girl.
Yes. At the end of it all, I loved what I had. It was wonderful. And you know what? Eating the pizza would not have been worth it to me. Yeah.
Don't you find that once you get where you're eating those lighter foods as your staple or your everyday or your go-tos, then when you eat the other, like, it makes me sick.
It does. There's usually some stomach issues with that.
I mean, it's like it's too rich. It makes me feel ill. Now, what I would have done in the pizza situation, you had your salads and chicken. I would have gotten a side of pizza sauce and put my chicken in it, and I would have felt like I had pizza, I think.
Ooh, great idea.
That's a great idea.
It's all finding about what works for you, and that's just a perfect example of that.
Exactly. Yeah. And I am really good. Here's a tip for you girls listening and learning about how to lose weight today more efficiently. I am learning to check out where I'm going and kind of have I have restaurants here in my local city that I can go to and I know exactly what to get. And if I'm going somewhere new, my husband will say, well, where do you want to go? And he wants to go somewhere else. I have learned salad and chicken, salad and chicken, salad and chicken, you know, if nothing else.
Yeah. But
you can prepare. You can prepare mentally for where you're going so you don't binge out.
Yeah.
Well, I have a code word here for you, and it's onion rings.
That worked last night.
But I wanted to tell you guys, I love onion rings too. And on week 80, y'all, you have to go watch their YouTube program about onion rings, and then you'll learn the secret. They were talking about having onion rings in the car with them and how great they smelled. But, you know, I really believe this is super key for me and probably everyone losing weight, is that very thing of finding the foods that you love and being able to make them skinny.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I have a skinny recipe for you, and I have the box right in front of me for onion rings.
Yay!
I know! Woo-woo!
That's awesome.
So what I do is I get a big, you know, you could try your, what's it called, a sugar onion or a candy onion? What did you have?
Yeah. Oh, man.
What was it called?
A candy onion.
Well, any like sweet Vidalia, your candy onion. And I just take it and I don't do slices. You can slice it in the thick slices like the rings. But I do like wedges. I would like wedge the whole thing. And then I'm a spicy eater. So I would also take a jalapeno and seed it and make it in strips. And I mix the two together, pop them in some water, and then you get a package of ranch and herb shake and bake.
Yeah!
It's got about 240 calories for an entire bag. So I dip them in water. And then I put them in the shake and bake and I shake them. And then I get a cookie sheet. And here's kind of part of the trick is I actually put a piece of foil on it and I spray it with Pam. And then I put them on and I kind of turn the edges up so they brown a little better. Bake them, I don't know, 350 to 450, anywhere in there. And you kind of just watch them. I do spray Pam on the top. And I will literally eat a half of an onion or a whole onion, and I put fat-free ranches and I dip it. And that'll be my lunch.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds good.
And you could
really
even put
good.
Those in the air fryer, too.
Yes, you have an air fryer.
We do.
I saw that. Cake. I bought one, and I never took it out of the box because it was like a miniature refrigerator.
Well, you can take it out now for those onion rings. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I need to. I'm going to try and find a smaller one because I think I'm the only one that'll be eating it. But, yeah, so there's the Julie Tussie secret recipe. I made it up myself. But
we'll be making those. Good. We will so be making those.
Okay. Yeah. If you put them on, if you talk about them, let me know.
Yeah, we will share for sure. Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Oh, it's so good, that ranch and herb shake and bake. And you just feel so satisfied. But, again, it's not heavy and greasy and yucky. There was another thing I wanted to tell you. You guys don't realize how much we have in common. I was probably your triplet separated at birth because... Yes. You always wear the most blingy rings on your middle finger on your right hand, and so do I.
I love your jewelry, by the way. I love your Instagram.
Thank you. I was going to say, I got to turn you on to my Premier Designs because we have some blingy rings, sister.
Yeah, you may want to have another Premier party.
You call me and I'll come up and have it with you. But yeah, so see, we have so much in common. I was just impressed with your rings, and I watch them. So, you know, you guys could, like, really, like, totally mix it up and wave your hands more, you know, if you want just a little input on how to make the show better.
Yes, wave them.
Your middle finger. Wave your middle finger.
Yeah, we definitely hand talkers.
We do talk in our hands.
Yeah. I do, too. And I wondered if you've gotten to see baby Fiona yet.
We keep trying.
We're gonna try tomorrow.
She's the baby hippopotamus that is at the Cincinnati Zoo, right?
We are obsessed with her. Yes,
we are obsessed with her.
I can't even tell you. I look at her face and she just makes me happy.
She's adorable.
She is so cute. She's probably gigantic though, but she looks so little.
She does. Compared to her mom and dad, she's like this tiny little thing. She looks like a little waif. She does look like a little waif compared to them.
She's so cute. Well, do you guys have
stalker anything? On Instagram.
Oh, yeah, stalker. Yeah, and you guys are on Instagram. It's called The Skinny, right?
Yeah, I think we're the skinny underscore WW, I think is what it is.
Okay. Well, we're having a lot of fun today, and I've really, really enjoyed having you on. But, you know, many of the women listening today and men, we get some men listening in too, they might really truly be having a hard time with this. And I've shared kind of I get bad self-image, you know, issues because I want to look like a model because I used to be like a model. But there's actually people listening today. So what would you say to those people who are maybe in the position that you were 100 pounds ago or 70? How many did you lose, Kelly?
I'm about 80 and Kim is 105, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think what I would say is to be six, don't never beat yourself up. Let yourself have your little moment at the scale. If it's not a good day, if not a good week, then move on and be honest with yourself. If you can say to yourself, I'll be completely honest with myself, I will do what I need to do, even when it's hard, and that you basically tell yourself, I'm doing this for me, and I'm going to do it in a way that I can be successful and remain on it. Don't tell yourself I have to do it 100% like somebody else. I'm going to make it mine so I can be successful and maintain it.
I think I would tell people it's hard. It's hard. A weight is a struggle. It is not easy, but you have to find a way to make it fun, and you have to find a way to make it your own story, and make it a project. Some people need to make it something other than the hardship dread that they think that it's supposed to be. You've got to do what you can to make you in it to succeed. And if I can do it, believe me, if I can do it, I never in a million years thought that I would do this. If I can, anyone can. Yeah, honestly.
Very, very good words. Well, ladies, I thank you so, so much for being on the Julie Tussie Show. I've really, really enjoyed talking to you. I know I joked about being your triplet, but I think you can recognize when people are similar to you and you have so much in common, but I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
We've
had so much fun talking to you.
Oh, thank you. And I really want you to know that we appreciate, you know, it's a lot of work. Some people may not realize that, but it's a lot of work and dedication to have a YouTube channel and to keep it going every week. And I really appreciate the work that you're doing to help other people to be successful and to feel that success that you're experiencing. So thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you. We want everybody to be successful and be as happy as we are.
Well, it's awesome. You guys are an awesome example. And we, on the Julie Tussie Show, we're probably going to check back in with you here and there if you all enjoyed it today, because I really had a good time.
It'd be fun. That would be fun.
Oh, thank you. Well, this is Julie telling you that you only get one life. Live it to the fullest. I'm Julie Tussie, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
Sugar-free summer.
Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussie Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
When I see you standing across the street,
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the Glam Pain
by Tussie Music and Entertainment.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.
The Lexington Music Award nominated Julie Tussie Band is now available for your events. For excellence, professionalism, and a stellar show, message them today on facebook.com/ The Julie Tussie Band. The Julie Tussie Band, talent, entertainment, and professionalism. There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussie Show. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit.